From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces move to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Here is UN official Lisa Grande.
Our estimation is that there are probably close to 50,000 civilians who are now trapped inside of the city. We haven't had access as humanitarian agencies to Fallujah since the city fell to Daesh, to ISIL, in 2014.
Jan Egeland of the Norwegian Refugee Council says a human catastrophe is unfolding in Fallujah. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens more injured or trapped in the rubble. Russian Defense Ministry has denied carrying out any strikes on the city. Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of the Euphrates River in Syria, crossing a Turkish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria messier and more chaotic by the hour. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. Here is United Nations Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler.
According to survivors, smuggler hubs operating in locations including Niger remain active in feeding people from West Africa through to Libya, where many remained for many months before being put onto boats for the crossing to Europe.
More than 2,500 people have lost their lives fleeing to Europe. This is VOA News.